Well, it is a joy to be back again this Sunday afternoon to share with you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And by God's grace, we're just going to bring a short, not keep you that long, we're going to bring a short message to you today, a very simple message from God's Word. If anyone has a Bible with them, I'm just going to read three separate verses of Scripture to do with what I'm preaching on today. Three verses from the Word of God. The first verse is found in Romans chapter 3 and the verse 23. Romans chapter 3 and the verse 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The next verse is found in Numbers chapter 32 and the verse 23. Numbers chapter 32 and the verse 23. But if ye will not do so, behold, ye have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out. But if ye will not do so, behold, ye have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out. And one final verse found in the first book of Timothy, it's chapter 1 and the verse 15. First book of Timothy, chapter 1 and the verse 15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all expectation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all expectation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Amen. And the Lord will bless His word to our hearts. Just want to bow our heads at a moment's prayer before Almighty God. Our Heavenly God and Father, we just thank you for help giving this day even to the young children as they've taken part in the meeting. We thank you for the singing of thy hymns, for the sense of thy presence with us. We thank you for everyone that has gathered in here today. Lord, now I ask you, Lord, that you would take me up and fill me with thy Holy Spirit. Speak to me and speak through me. Pray, the Lord, that none will be seen but Jesus only. Save precious souls this day, for I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is a very, very simple thing. Very simple. You know, there's men today, and there's men of the world, but try and make it hard to understand the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The simple message that the Lord Jesus Christ preached, the way of God's salvation. A very simple message. And today, we're going to show it to you in a very simple way. And I believe that the Holy Spirit can take these simple words and can use them to your heart, to the understanding of your soul's salvation. Go to look as we've read in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, that all have sinned. We've read in Numbers chapter 32 and verse 23, be sure your sins will find you out. And thirdly, in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. We're going to bring it to you today, a simple message. The ABC of the gospel. There's nothing more than ABC, more simple than ABC. Even the child here at the very primary school has learnt the ABC of the English language. And by the grace of God, we're going to share to you three simple thoughts. The A of the gospel. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. B, be sure your sin will find you out. And C, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. First of all, we look at A. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. No, dear listener here today, since the beginning of time, from the very start of this world, right back to Adam and Eve, every person that has walked this earth, except for the Lord Jesus Christ Himself, had a flaw or had a weakness. As a child, whenever you are conceived from your mother's womb, you are born with a flaw of a weakness, which is understood in the Word of God as sin. Every person that was born since this earth began was part from the Lord Jesus Christ, was born in sin and shaven with iniquity. Without any exception, everyone, there's nobody perfect with exception to the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He was the only one that was born perfect without sin. And I want you to understand that today. I want you to understand that you were born in sin and shaven in iniquity. There's nothing perfect. You know, there's no... The Bible teaches us, yes, that all have sinned. And the Lord, when the Bible says all, it means all. It's all. There's no exception apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. You're born in sin. You're blind to sin. And you are bound by sin. Those three things. Born in sin, you're blind to sin, and you're bound by sin. And anyone's here that even the older people has a child, and even the children themselves will understand that they never had to be taught to sin. You never had to teach your child to do wrong. Never once did you say to your child, you should do this wrong, because it come automatically. They were born in sin. It was their nature to sin. It was natural for them to sin. And it was automatic in their life that they would tell lies. That they would steal wee silly things. They'd steal biscuits. They would do wee silly things in the home as they were brought up from childhood. Because it's your nature, because you were born in sin. That was your nature to sin. You were born in sin. You were blind to sin. You didn't realize it was sin. And you were bound by sin. Because you were bound, because the devil had a hold of your life. And you were bound by sin. You were chained to sin. You know, I think a very good example. If you take the public house today, the pubs and the clubs, even at this very time, there's not one person, if they're there to make drinking, or a Saturday night, whatever, drinking, if they're glammed, they're doing anything, you know, it takes the bouncers to put them out, to send them home. They have to come around and turn out the lights and say, go home, and they have to push them out of the building to get them home. Yet, you know, here in church, at any church, generally in any church, it's a problem to get out to church. And yet you can't wait to leave church. Because it's a different atmosphere than what you're brought up in. A different atmosphere than what you're used to, what you're born into. It's a different atmosphere. And this is why the sinner takes to sin like a duck to water. It's your nature. It was my nature to sin. Since the day in which I was born, I could tell my parents lies. I could steal biscuits out of it, and I could tell the worst lie about it and how I come. I didn't do it. I could do all these things because it was my nature. That was my nature to sin. You know, it's pray we're living a day, and it's a day of this lovey-dovey gospel, is the way I would put it. This all nice, and if you live a good life, if you do what you can, you pay 100% of the 100 pence in the pound, you're going to heaven, you're all right, you're a good man. You know, as I said to a gentleman back home one day in Doors in Northern Ireland, and he told me all the good things he'd done. And he says, I never drunk in my life. I never smoked in my life. I never done any of these things. I never gambled in my life. He says to me, well, how would you describe me? I said, no, I'll describe you. I said, as a sober sinner. You may be sober. You may be never drunk. You may be never smoked. Maybe you even lived in the clean, or you do live in the clean part of this world, the clean part of life. But you're still born in sin. You're outside of Christ, and you need that sin back. No, God himself, he doesn't cure sin. He cleanses it. And he purifies it through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is how God deals with sin. You see, if you could cure sin, it could return again, because the disease can come back again. But because he cleanses and he purifies you, and he gives you that new heart, he transforms from that old sinful nature, God transforms the life. And He gives you a new heart. He gives you new desires. He changes that life. You know, the sad thing is, you know, sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. You know, sin, everyone in the Christ sings a peace, the gospel singer sings a peace. Sin will take you farther than you want to go. If I took you down the street and drove us off for Auburn Broad today, and I stopped the alcoholic in the corner of the street, and I said to the alcoholic, I said, tell me, friend, tell me this. Whenever you're a child, is your ambition to be an alcoholic? If I was going to go to the woman of the world and ask her to tell me, was your ambition to be a woman of the world, to be a harlot? If I was to go to the gambler and say to him, was your ambition in life when you were a child to be a gambler? Would he say, yes? Would these people say, yes, that was my ambition? No, it wasn't. You see, their ambition was to go on in life to get every one of us here gathered. But what happened was sin got a hold of their lives, because they were born in sin and shame and iniquity, and sin took them farther than they wanted to go. When sin gets a hold of your life, the devil will take you farther than you want to go, and you'll pay more than you want to pay. There's marriages, there's everything that's been wrecked, there's homes been wrecked because of sin. Simply, that is the A of the gospel. But here's the B of the gospel. Be sure your sin will find you out. Be sure your sin will find you out. You know, I don't know one of the here basically, I don't know anybody, I just know maybe some of the names here. But I don't know what you have done in time past. I don't know what your experience has been in life. But maybe there's some sin that you committed, and maybe nobody else knows about it. Maybe there's only one other person knows about it. There's some sin, maybe it's mine, or maybe it's some maybe simple sin as it seems to you. And there's nobody knows about it, but I can assure you, as God has said in His Word in Romans chapter 32, it says, be sure your sin will find you out. Sooner, usually rather than later, you'll be found out. And God sees everything, and God knows what's going on in your heart. God knows your life, and God knows everything that you have done. Maybe nobody else knows about it. Maybe only a person, maybe only done it when you're a child. Maybe there's some crime you've done at school. You know, you think nobody knows, I'll never come back. You know, God's Word teaches us. Be sure your sin will find you out. There's one day you're going to be caught off. You know, maybe not in this scene of time. Maybe you can say, well, I know somebody done such and such and they're dead now, that they were caught. You know, you're not caught on here on earth. There's one day you're going to stand before God as a judge, and He's going to reveal it to you, and you're going to be caught on eternally, and you're going to have the answer. You know, there's the Lord Jesus Christ going to say, depart from me, I never knew you. We have to realize today, and this into your heart, yes, you're born a sinner, and you're shaping iniquity. But be sure that your sin will find you out. There's a day coming, I don't know when, but there's one day that your sin is going to find you out. You know, God's Word teaches, if you confess, it says, God teaches, if you confess your sins, He is faithful and just to forgive your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And the only way that you can get away from being caught out is to confess first. And you don't go to a man, you don't go to a priest, you don't go to a minister to confess it. You come direct to the Lord Jesus Christ in repentance. And you confess to Him of your sin. And you know, whenever you confess your sin, then God will cover it and wash it and cleanse it in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And He will, you'll never be judged for that sin, because that is under the blood. It is forgiven. But that is the only way you have. And what to think back to Adam in the Garden of Eden. Right at the very beginning of time, the first man, Adam. And then you know the story of Adam and Eve. And what did Adam and Eve try to do? Adam, he tried to hide from God. He tried to hide his sin. But God still spoke to him in the garden, because God seen where he was. And God knew where Adam was. And his sin was revealed. And this is what happens. You see, you're going to be caught on. And center in the meeting, I believe there's a day coming when you're going to be caught on. Because the word is not my word, it's the word of God. Be sure your sin will find you out. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. That's what it says in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7. And you know, I believe it's interesting, gardening. And if you were to sow a certain vegetable in your garden, if you were to sow lettuces in your garden, you don't expect tomatoes to grow up, to come up whenever the season comes from there to grow up. You expect lettuces. But God's word teaches that whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So if you sow sin in your life, if your life is a life of sin, and hasn't been repented of that sin, that if one day you're going to reap what you sow, be sure your sin will find you out. Yes, you reap what you sow. You know, sometimes, and I have the door-to-door evangelist, I told you this morning, for those who are here this morning, many times I meet people and they say to me in the street, as I knock a door, they say to me, "But you know, I'm too good to see it, too good to be saved. I go to church every Sunday. I do all these things. I do the good works of life." Says, "I'm too good. Well, I don't need that. You know, you're all mixed up. I'm all right." You know, something that's sad to say, you know, people are so much mistaken. They believe it's good works. They believe it's goodness that's going to get them to heaven. You know, it's only sinners that's in heaven. It's repentant sinners that's in heaven. And you have to come as a sinner, not as a good person. When you come as a sinner to Jesus, that's how you get to heaven. In repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Not as a good person. And many, it really breaks my heart, and many people. I had a man stood and told me one day in the door not so long ago in Belfast. He says, "I've been to Australia." He says, "I fought in the Gulf War." He started telling me wars. He was in Hawaii. He was all over as a Marine, all around the world as a Marine. They round about 10 countries. He said, "What do you think of that?" After a long, long reel of different countries and all the things he'd done in life, his life story. I said, "Tell me, friend, have you been to Jesus?" He says, "No." Well, I says, "Until you come to Jesus, you've never been anywhere." And I don't care what you've done in life here in this meeting, but unless you've come to the Lord Jesus Christ in life, everything else has no effect. All you are is your road to hell, because you're born in sin and shaping of iniquity. And be sure that your sin is going to find you out one day. Maybe today your sin is going to be found out. You're going to be found out. Yes, the book of Revelation speaks. "I saw the dead, small and great." Yes, small and great. Yes, there is great. There's small. Yes, it's every person. It's all classes. You know, on the day of judgment, you stand before God. God's not going to say, "But you were a lawyer. Or you brushed the streets." No, it's nothing to do with that. It's what you've done with the Lord Jesus Christ that God's only interested in. He doesn't know matter. It's all classes. It's all people. All classes of people. There's every walk of life in heaven tonight. From lawyers to statesmen to very poor in the street. It's in heaven tonight. Doesn't matter. It's not by your wealth. You can't buy your way. Yes, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's the A of the gospel. Be sure your sin will find you out. And finally, and I believe it's tremendous to think of these words, the C of the gospel. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. You know, we are living here as Christmas. This is the Christmas season. And we see all the lights, and we see the Christmas trees. We see everything, and there's presents being passed one to another. You know, I believe that it's about time that we put Christ back into Christmas. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ. We are here at Christmas to celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ into this world. And I believe it is time that we started to think of the Lord Jesus Christ and about His birth whenever He comes to this world. You know, there's many people, I've heard people say to me, "Oh, but the Lord Jesus Christ, He come to this world. He come, and He was born of a virgin. He come to be a lover of people, and to show love for one another, so that we would love one another, with no arms around each other." You know, Lord Jesus Christ didn't call to do that. Lord Jesus Christ, as the Word of God, as I said in this text, Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners. John 3 and verse 16, I would say everybody here in this meeting knows that verse off by heart. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God sent His Son, His only Son, into this world to save sinners. And He's here tonight. He's here this evening. And that's why He is here and He's speaking to you through His Word to save sinners. You know, He wants to save you today. He wants to change your life. The Word of God says, come unto me all ye heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Whatever your burden may be, maybe it's an illness. Maybe you have a real burden in your heart. You've been through pain. Maybe there's problems in your home. All you have to do is bring your problems to Lord Jesus Christ tonight, and He will give you rest. You lay on His feet, you leave them with Him. You come and you confess your sins to the Lord Jesus Christ. You ask Him to save you, to wash you in His precious blood. He will cleanse you. And it's a once and for all salvation. You don't have to. This is not one thing where you can go way back in the world and come back again. There's a once and for all, because He's promised today, and already saved you, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And He's ever with you every step of the way. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners. He lived for 32 and a half years in this world. And He saved souls. He healed the sick. But then there was one day on Calvary's cross. He gave His life. He died. He died that we might live. His death gave us life. But we come in repentance to the Lord Jesus Christ. He died the just for the unjust. The Bible teaches in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 22, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. And the Lord Jesus Christ had to shed His precious blood. He had to give His life. He had to die that you and I might live. And it's through the shedding of His precious blood, but thank God not only did He die, but He rose again. He had victory over the grave. And He rose again. And He lives forevermore. He's alive today. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. I know His presence. I know His power. Because He gives me power daily over sin. One time I was deep in sin. But since Jesus saved me, I get the victory over sin. And maybe you have found you're sitting here saying here today, you're saying, but preacher, it's easy for you to say it. It's easy for you to say you don't realize that I'm going through. You don't realize I've got an alcohol problem. You don't realize I've got a problem at home. It's simple for you to say, I've been through all those things, friend. I've been on an alcohol problem. I've been through illness. I've been through everything. And the Lord has been there. I've been paralyzed. For those who've never heard me last Sunday night, I've been paralyzed twice with multiple sclerosis. And God touched me with the Lord. He's met me every step of the way. And He can do it with His capacity to heal your body. He can take away the desire of sin, and He can give you the victory over sin. And all you have to do is trust Him as your own personal Savior. You know the hymn writer put it, bearing shame and scoffing rid, in my place condemned He stood, sealed my pardon with His blood. Hallelujah, what a Savior. What a Savior we have here tonight. The child of God is here to rejoice, knowing the presence of God daily, knowing the love of God, knowing that we've been a victor to give us victory over sin and deliverance. And we know that we are sure of heaven as sure as we're sitting here tonight. We're guaranteed heaven. Because there's a time in our lives when we come as sinners to Jesus. Yes, when I was ungodly, when I was in the world, when I was not willing, when I had no time for God, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. You know, He saved me. There's others. He saved your brother Kyle here. He saved others in the meeting. He saved your brother Nigel. He changed our lives. It gives us a new life. It gives us a new desire. It changed our hearts. You know, we're heading to hell. One moment, we're heading on the road to hell. When God changes, He changed our life. Next moment, we're heading on the road to hell. Oh, what a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. There's a joy in my heart. There's a peace. Doesn't matter what happens to me tonight. I know where I'm going. I've got assurance that Jesus is mine. I know I've been saved by the grace of God. As I close, two wee verses. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. It says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." Verse 9, "Not of works, lest any man should boast." Yes, it's not of works of your own. The work must be completed. And the cross, the Lord Jesus Christ said, before he died, his last words, he said, "It is finished." He had accomplished that work for you on Calvary's cross. He died that you might live. He paid the price. He paid the ransom. He shed his precious blood that you might live. Yes, it says, "It is the gift of God." You know, you're going to be given many gifts over Christmas, and you're going to be receiving many gifts. And this Christmas time, I plead with you that this service will come to a close. Lord Jesus Christ is offering you today the gift of salvation. If I was just to reach out a gift to you now, it would be £100 in that Bible. But I give you a gift now and I reach to you a gift. What would you do? You would come and take it. And you would come and take that gift and you'll reach out and you receive it. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ is saying to you today. Oh, you have to come. You know how you come? You have to come as a sinner. Because you're born in sin. Shipping in that day. And all you do, you come as a sinner. Not as a good person. Not with any education. Just as a sinner. As you are. You come to the Lord Jesus Christ. And you come and accept that gift of salvation. Tell me, dear sinner, if God has spoken to you this meeting today, if you want to speak to us, to Kyle, or to myself, or some of the other work, or to Brother Nigel, or anyone after the meeting, please feel free to come and talk to us. And we'll show you clearly from God's Word. And we'll show you it's God's way of salvation. You know, this is not the free Presbyterian way of salvation. It's God's way of salvation. It's from God's book. There's only one way. There's no other way. If you come to Jesus, He can save you. He can change your life. He gives you a joy in heart. He gives you a peace. He gives you fellowship with other children of God. And they'll go on and they'll enjoy it forevermore. Amen.
Let's turn as we finish today for the last hymn.